今天牧师会继续给我们证道，牧师证道的题目是"爱的执着，波阿斯赎业取路德"。Today, Pastor Rocky will continue his sermon on Book of Ruth. The title is "The Persistence of Love: Boaz Purchased the Land and Married Ruth."
弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
路德记系列讲章，一个外邦女子的信心道路计划，一共十章，是十讲。这一周已经是第九讲了。
So we have been talking about the book on Ruth, and it's a series of 10 sessions. So today is the ninth, and it's about the path of faith of Gentile woman.
上一次第八讲，3章6到18节，大家还记得在三个主人翁眼里边，爱情姓什么？
So last time, we talked about chapter 3, verses 6 to 18. And in the eyes of the three main characters, do you still remember? What do they think about the surname of love?
在路德眼里边，或者在他头脑里边，爱情姓什么？
So what's the surname of love in Ruth's eye?
爱情是顺服长辈的安排，在路德眼里。
So to Ruth, love is to obey the elders' arrangements.
那在波阿斯眼里呢？爱情是遵守律法传统的界限。
In the eyes of Boaz, love is to comply the boundary of traditional law.
那在拿俄米看来，爱情是付出行动之后，有一段时间安静等待上帝的时间。
In Naomi's eyes, love is to take action first and then wait on God.
那我想问一下，在现今世代，我们人的眼中，爱情姓什么？
So in our modern society, in our eyes, what's the surname of love?
走过婚姻的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我不知道你们还记不记得，在你们恋爱的时候，有没有心脏疼痛的感觉？有没有经历过？
I would like to ask brothers and sisters or friends who are already married, do you still remember when you fell in love, you had the experience of heart pain?
我自创了一个爱情心跳三部曲的理论。
So I created a trilogy of heartbeat in love myself, himself.
第一部曲是，当一个人对另外一个人产生爱意的时候，看到这个人呢，心跳会加速，会脸红，会紧张。
So the first step, when one person fell in love with another person, so when he or she see this the other person, his or her heartbeat would be faster and would blush and be shy.
那第二部曲是，当两个人互相接受了对方所发出的爱意之后，两个人见面之后呢？心跳加速的结果是兴奋、快乐。
So the second stage, when both of them accept the signal of love sent by each other, then when they meet, their heart will be accelerated, and that the result will be excitement and joy.
从脸红害羞，到了兴奋快乐，进入到第三部曲的时候，当两个人爱意发展到互相依恋、不愿意分离的时候，要说见面了，可能一想起对方，心跳就会剧烈的加速。
So the third stage is when both of them love each other so much, and they are attached to each other and don't want to be separated, not to say they need each other. So even think about others in their heart, their heart beats will be accelerated.
因为心脏兴奋产生痉挛，会出现心慌、心脏疼痛的感觉。
So because their heart has spasm, and then they will have heart will palpitate or have pain in their heart, a feeling.
我这个理论呢，说是往往两个人的恋情在发展进入到第三个阶段的这个时间，两个人是通常先后不同的。
So usually when both of them, you know, fell in love, but the stage, the time to enter those different stages will be different between these two.
谁先进入这第三个阶段怎么样啊？谁就会出现智商、智力下降、痴呆发狂的现象。
So whoever entered the third stage first, whose IQ will be lowered a lot, and who would become has like dementia or become crazy.
所以当一个人抛开法律传统的界限，抛开父母长辈的劝诫，不顾一切的投入到爱情中的时候，任凭心脏疼痛去发泄，会出现什么情况？
So when one person get rid of the boundary of traditional law,or the advice of parents, and just want to be engaged in the love without considering anything else, and let his or her heart to be painful and to unburden their feelings. So what do you think will happen?
到那种情况下，可能就很难抑制自己脑袋里边的冲动，出现一些情况。
So in that situation,this person might hard to for him to, or her to control themselves and do things on impulse.
那时候最可能出现的一个是呢，爱情高于一切。
So one thing might happen that they think love is above everything.
然后呢，可能会产生占有对方的一种欲望。
Then they would have the lust to occupy the other.
再然后呢，两个人可能就私奔。
And then,
不顾一切，与自己的家长反目成仇。
Then these two might just run away themselves and then become enemies with their parents.
甚至呢，怎么样怎么样，哇，我不敢讲。
Or maybe even more dangerous things would happen.
爱情如果发展到这种程度，那我们呢，就看它如同一个美味的食品，发霉了，变馊了。
So if love has developed to this extreme, we would think it like a delicious food has become moldy.
今天我们就借着路德记四章一到十二节的经文，一起来认识这位遵守律法传统、遵守这个界限的波阿斯，怎样凭着对爱的执着而娶路德为妻。
So today we'll read this scriptures. Through these scriptures we just read, we'll know more about Boaz, who complied with the traditional law boundaries, and also based on his persistence of love, how he married Ruth.
那首先我们来从四章一到四节来认识一下遵守律法为爱而铺路的话。
So from verse 2 to the 4th, we'll talk about how Boaz obeyed the law to pave the way for love.
路德记四章一到两节，波阿斯到了城门，坐在那里。恰巧波阿斯所说的那位至近的亲属经过，波阿斯说：“某人呢，你来坐在这里。”他就坐下。波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人，对他们说：“请你们坐在这里。”他们就都坐下。
So I'll just translate very briefly because of the time. So Boaz came to the city gate, sat there, and it happened that their relatives passed, so he invited him to come to sit there. And he also invited 10 elders to ask them to sit there too.
那这段经文让我们看到，从前面三章六到十八节经文中， 凭着拿俄米他的信心，果然不出所料，博阿斯呢在卖场那个晚上答应了路德之后，立刻就采取了行动。
So in chapter 3, Naomi had strong faith. So according to her expectation, Boaz did what she expected, you know, took action immediately and promised what Ruth.
拿俄米的信心是什么呢？就是3:18。婆婆说：“女儿，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
So Naomi asked Ruth to just wait and see what will happen, and that person or Boaz would not feel comfortable, not rest until the matter is settled.
那前面我们谈到，路德虽然是在婆婆的策划下去求伯阿斯让他嫁自己。
So, although Ruth, you know, went to look for Boaz according to Naomi's plan, but it seems that Ruth.
但显然，路德他个人对伯阿斯是有情的。
But it's obviously that Ruth also fell in love with Boaz.
而且从经文中我们也看不出来，应该是能够体会到伯阿斯对路德应该也是有意的。
So we cannot deny or we cannot tell from the scriptures that Boaz doesn't have like a love for Ruth.
因为在上次我们非常清楚地看到，对伯阿斯而言，娶路德为妻，这既不是他作为至近亲属所应有的责任，也不算是作为夫家的兄弟要凭那个利未拉特婚姻的那个遵守，要遵守那个法律，这两个对他应该是都没有关系。
So to Boaz, you know, to marry Ruth, it's not actually his responsibility that he should take as a kinsman redeemer. Either the law from Levirate marriage as the brother of one's husband.
所以伯阿斯心中一定明白路德在前面3:9说的那句，说你是我的至近亲属，你有义务照顾我，仅仅呢是他打开一个求婚的话题而已。
So we think that Boaz might understand what Ruth said very clearly. So even she said, you are my kinsman redeemer. You have the duty to take good care of me. But that's actually her excuse.
或者是路德的一个借口。
Oh, it's an excuse.
那伯阿斯完全可以回答说，我是不是你的至近亲属没有关系啊。因为另外有一个和你们家更近的亲属，他有权利，他可以从你的婆婆拿俄米手中去买下他的丈夫，还有你和你嫂子的丈夫他们的产业，然后呢是伯阿斯的余生有所保障。
So Boaz could answer Ruth that it doesn't matter that I'm your kinsman redeemer. There's another relative who is closer to you, and he could buy the land thatNaomi's husband or your husband, your sister-in-law's husband's land.
其实什么前提什么条件你都不要娶，都不要提，你只要安心的嫁到我伯阿斯家里就行了，因为我从心里面早就中意你了。
So it doesn't matter what kind of conditions you talk about, you know, just like married to me, and actually I fall in love with you already.
但是伯阿斯没有这样讲，虽然他心里可能会这样想，他没有讲出来。
He might thought in that way, but he didn't say it.
或许他就是顺着路德所提出的那个至近亲属这个借口，他就顺水推舟。
So maybe he just followed what Ruth said, because
为了成全拿俄米和路德这一对既非血缘关系，却又胜过母女情的这两个寡妇。
Because Ruth mentioned kinship redeemer, so he might just follow that excuse in order to support this mother and law relationship, although they do have, they did not have blood relationship.
为了成全他们，所以他一早天不亮就来到了城。
So、he came to the city gate.
那城门在旧约时代，一方面呢是出入城的必经之路，同时也是以色列人集会、买卖，还有审理司法问题呢、审判案件呢等等等等的地方。
So in the Old Testament era, city gates is the only way to go in and out of the city. But it's also a place for Israelites to get together to trade for judicial proceedings or like a trial cases.
因为在城门口可以由长老来负责一些法律程序。另外呢，同时会有更多的见证人在场。
Yes, at the city gate, there will be elders there taking care of the judicial proceedings, and also there are so many other witnesses there.
那请注意，四章二节描写波阿斯又从本城中拣选了十个长老。拣选是什么意思？
So here, verse 2, Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town.
实际上它的含义呢，就是请、请求、要求的意思。
So English here is took, but actually it means request or invite, ask for.
你看，现在中文译本讲的是波阿斯又请来城里的十位地方长老，也叫他们在那里坐下，不是说从这长老里面我挑几个人来。
So the new version is invite, to invite.
那我们想过没有？从另外一个角度，波阿斯在城门口坐等那位至近亲属出现，他的把握有多大
？So have we ever thought about it? How much sure was Boaz when he was waiting for that kinsman, redeemer, the relative, to come by the city gate?
昨天晚上，路德跟他讲了，行，天不亮就到门口，在那坐着等。如果那位亲属出远门还没有回来怎么办
？So if this relative just visited, you know, other places, couldn't come back, what would happen?
或者他早晨起来到城中其他朋友家去串门了
？Or he visited some other friends or relatives in the city.
所以那位至近的亲属会不会出现？什么时候出现？波阿斯在城门口坐等，会不会白费心机呀、啊、
？So we are not sure whether that relative would come. When would he come?So would Boaz sit there just in vain?
所以当那某人，经文中讲的，在城门口出现的时候，我们只能说是哇，奇妙的事情发生了。
So
等着了。
So when that person, that relative, came, happened to be here.
So 经文中用了一个恰巧两个字。
So we feel that amazing thing is happening in the Bible verses.It says happen to.
那对于信靠上帝的人来说，我们相信世上没有偶然的事情发生。
So for people who believe in God, we don't think anything happened by accident.
我们也相信，我们所遭遇的有没有运气可言呢
？So do we feel that what happened to us? Do we say it's by luck?
我们可以说在上帝掌管。和成就的一切的事物中，只不过在有的时候，某些人出现，某些事情出现，实在是出于我们意料之外。
So we think that everything is in God's control. So when somebody or something happened, we can only say it happened unexpected.
但是在各种各样的人为的因素的背后。必然有一只手在那里。
So we believe that behind everything, every person, there must be God's goodwill behind.
必然有上帝的美意所在。
So God's goodwill and the big hand is in control.
好，当那位至近的亲属和十位长老都到齐了之后，估计周围的证人也集中了不少。下边呢，司法程序就开始了。
So when that kinsman redeemer and also 10 elders were there, and we estimate that there might be a lot of more witness there.
当然这是民间的律法程序了。
So this is civil legal proceedings.
现代中文路德记四章二节，现代赫赫本路德记四章三到四节，波阿斯对那致敬的亲属说：“从摩崖地回来的拿阿米，现在要卖我们族兄一粒米勒那块地。我想当属那块地的是你，妻子是我，以外再没有别人了。你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯赎就赎，若不肯赎就告诉我。”那人回答说：“我肯赎。”
So verse 3, Boaz said that Naomi, you know, coming back from Moab, wants to sell the land that belongs to Menelech, our brother Menelech in our tribe. So I think the first person who can redeem it would be you and then me. So here, before the elders and so many other people, if you want to redeem it or buy it, just say it.
那请问波阿斯和那位致敬的亲属是到底是要赎那块地，还是要买那块地，或者那些地
？And that person answered, "Yes, I want to redeem it." So here, are we talking about redeem or buy it?
所以这意思就是要了解当年以利米勒他们全家离开伯利恒的时候，是将他们家的田产租给了别人，卖给了别人，或者被有人霸占了，还是？空闲在那里荒废了。
So we should think about it. When the family of Elimelech left Bethlehem, so did they like lease their land to others, sold it, or it was occupied by others, or it has been vacant and fell into disuse?
如果是租出去了，卖掉了，或者被别人霸占了，那经文中一定要有第三者出现。况且拿俄米要提出来控诉的，但这些都没有。
So if it was leased, it was sold or occupied, the three conditions, like Naomi could complain, and there will be third person in that scripture.
所以说明土地的所有权没有在别人的手中，那就不存在赎回这个地。
So this all not mentioned in scripture, and then there is no like occupant in the land.The occupant of the land in the scripture.
我们再看现代中文译本，四章三四节，他对那个至亲说：“拿俄美从摩崖地回来，他要卖我们亲族以利米勒的那块地。”我想你应该知道这件事。如果你要买回，当着在座的长老面前买；如果你不要，请说清楚，因为你有优先权，然后才轮到我。那个人说：“我要买。”
So the ownership still belongs to the family, not to others. So we.
So this is English version.
Yeah. So we.
Sell, buy.
So it should not be for like a redeem. Talking about redeem, but the key word is buy the land.
所以由此看来，博阿斯与那个致敬亲属所讨论的话题是谁来买拿俄米手中所遗留的那些以利米勒他们家的产田。
So who will buy the property?
所以在此还是要问，那说买也好，说赎也好，与婚姻有什么关系？
So if we talk about buying the land or redeem the land, what's the relationship with the marriage?
所以如果说波阿斯心中真的爱路德的话，我们只能理解这一段他提出这个要求呢，是在以遵守律法的前提条件下，他在为他心中那个爱来铺路的。
So we think that, because Boaz might just fell in love with Ruth already in his heart, then in the precondition of complying with the law, and he was trying to pave the way for his love.
他不但铺路，而且呢，还设下了一个陷阱。
Not to pave the road, but he set up a trap.
四章五节，波阿斯说：“你从拿俄米手中买这地的时候，也当娶死人的妻摩亚女子路德，是死人在产业上存留他的名。”
So Boaz said, "When you buy this land, you should also acquire or marry, Ruth, the dead's widow, the dead man's widow, Moabites."So that we can keep the name of the dead with his property.
听了波阿斯的这句话， 如果你是路德，你在场的时候，你心中会有怎么样的感受
？So if you are Ruth and you are there, what would you feel when you heard what Boaz said?
伯安斯，你这是在干什么呀
？What are you doing here?
原来你从心底里面根本就不爱我。你过去所有对我说的、对我做的，只是怜悯同情而已。
You didn't love me at all. What you said and did for me in the past was all out of compassion and sympathy.
在你波阿斯的眼里，我路德仅仅就是一个什么呀？摩亚女子，死人的妻。
In your eyes, I'm only a Moabitess and the dead man's wife.
可是几秒钟之后，事情发生了什么样的情况
？So what happened after a few seconds?
六节的人说：“这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以赎，我所当赎的，我不能赎。”
So that man said, "I can't do it. I can't redeem it because it might endanger my property, my own estate. So you can purchase it, redeem it. I don't want to do it."
为什么那位？至近的亲属对买地出尔反尔啊
！So why did that kinsman redeemer change his mind？
现在中文译本，六节，那个人回答：“这样的话，我放弃买回这块地的权利，就是我买了，我自己的孩子也不能继承。你买吧，我不买。”
So in the modern Chinese version of the Bible, it says it will explain that.If I buy it, my own children cannot inherit the land, so I don't want to buy it.
所以关键是我自己的孩子也不能继承。
So the key here is that my own children cannot inherit the land.
那很有可能那人原来以为从老麦的拿俄米手中买了地，一方面呢是为了帮助拿俄米渡过难关，那同时呢。由于拿俄米他们家已经没有孩子可以继后了，所以呢，这块田地买了以后，永远就归为己有了，何乐而不为
？So that person might thought that if he buy the land from Naomi, so on the one hand he could help Naomi to overcome their difficulties in life, but on the other hand, because the Elimelech family didn't have descendants.So if he buy the land, then it will belong to him forever. So he will be happy to do that.
但是如果附加了娶路德为妻的这个条件，我讲是附加的，那生了头胎儿子以后应该怎么样？按照以色列的律法，这个儿子要连带着一部分土地要归到拿俄米的名下，他们家里就是归到以利米勒的名下。
So
他就不愿意做的赔本买卖。
So if they have this attachment of marrying Ruth, and after she gave birth to a first son, and this son with the land that they purchased should be under the name of Elimelech, so he didn't want to run the business at a loss.
另外还有一个不可忽视的原因，就是波阿斯一口一个死人的妻、摩押女等等，哇。
So another thing that we cannot ignore is that Boaz just said again and again, dead man's wife, Moabitess.
别说那位当事人了，如果路德本人和拿俄米他们在场的话，包括在场的所有的民众，他们呢这个时候可能都不会明白这波阿斯到底他心里边在想什么呀。
So if we imagine even Ruth or Naomi, if they were present there,And including all the Israelites there that day, so no one could imagine what Boaz implied in what he said.
其实他们不了解波阿斯，这是话中有话。
So they actually didn't know that Boaz has some implied meaning in what he said.
因为只有我们读者，我们知道波阿斯对路德这个摩押女是情有独钟。
But we as readers, we know that Boaz.Showed special favor to this Moabitess Gentile woman.
所以他才一厢情愿的在买地这个事情上呢，附加上了于情于法都不在理的这个娶妻的条件。
So on this matter of purchasing the land, he did something according to his own wish and add this condition, attachment of marry a wife that's not related to love or law, whatever.
这只能说波阿斯为了爱执着的冒险的挖了一个陷阱。
So we can only say that Boaz took risk to set up a trap for the love.
其实那位至亲呢，他完全可以说，依照法律，我不能接受这个娶妻的条件。
So actually, the kinsman redeemer could understand after a little period of thinking, according to the law, he could reject.This additional attachment of marrying a wife.
结果他没有多想，脱口就出来：“你买吧，我不买了。”
So he just blurted, you know, without any consideration. For a second, he said, "You buy it. I don't want to buy it."
说完这句话之后呢，气结巴结。那个时候，以色列买卖财产有一个惯例，就是买方要脱下鞋子给卖方脱下鞋子给买方。他们用这种方法表示买卖已经成交了，所以当那人对波阿斯说你买吧，就脱下自己的鞋子给波阿斯。
So in verse 7 it says according to the old tradition, the seller would remove that sandals to show that it's a done deal. So he removed his sandals.
那这个地方的脱鞋很容易和前面提到那个利未拉特婚姻中的脱鞋产生联想，实际是两个是不一回事，但我相信作者在这里提出来以后有他的美意。
So talking about the remove the shoe or sandals, we can easily connect it with what talk about remove shoes or sandals in the levirate marriage. But actually they are very different.
但是从四章五到八节这段经文表面来看，似乎路德的命运要由两个男人来决定。
From these verses, you know, on the surface, it seems that the Ruth's fate would be decided by this between these two men.
而且他们在做出决定的时候啊，路德没有机会说一句话，表达一点点他个人心里的意念。
And also during this process of decision, Ruth did not have a chance to say anything, to express herself.
或者我们说，无论路德多么情愿地嫁给波阿斯，波阿斯却依然地遵照古时以来人们所做的事情而去行。
So no matter how much Ruth was willing to marry, to Boaz, Boaz still did what, people would do in that.Society just obey the law.
所以这更加显明了，他已经讲了路德的 obey the law， 路德的顺服之心，顺服婆婆劝他只管的安坐等候，等待看这个事情的发展。
So Boaz obeyed the law, but we can also tell that from this, you know, Ruth, how much Ruth was obedient and follow her mother-in-law's advice.And wait on God.
所以今天，一个信奉上帝的人，我们所讲到，经常讲到一个信心，这个信心往往是成阶段性的。
So nowadays we talk about faith for people who believe in God, and we can say it always, like usually, develop in stages.
是在我们自己的生命经历的过程中，一步一步的成长起来的。
So it gradually grow.Develop in the process of a life experience.
但是，这其中最最珍贵的品质是什么？
So, what's the most valuable virtue? Quality.
就是要有一颗顺服和交托的心。
So, we should have a heart of obedience and in trust.
就像路德所展现的顺服、安静等候的榜样。
So what Ruth shows to us that she is a good example of being obedient to God and wait on God.
就像波阿斯所展现的尊重传统、大胆交托的榜样。
So Boaz is an example of obey the tradition and also was bold and in trust.
那我刚才讲到，他冒险地提出这个附加条件， 挖了那个陷阱。假如那个亲戚说行，我同意娶路德怎么办
？So Boaz was taking a risk because if he mentioned about the attachment, and what the kinsman redeemer said, yes, I want to marry Ruth.
所以我们只能说，背后有一只手。
So we can only say that there is a big hand behind.
九到十二节，波阿斯如愿以偿享受爱的祝福。
So verse 9 to 12, we can summarize it as Boaz enjoying the blessing of love according to his own wish.
九到十节，波阿斯对长老和众民说：“你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿阿米手中置买了，又娶了马伦的妻摩押女子路德为妻。好在死人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证。”
So verse 9 to 10, Boaz said to those people, you are the witness, so everything belonged to Elimelech, Milan or Malon, Milian and Malon, Kilian and Malon, I bought them all from Naomi, and I will also marry Ruth, so that the property of the dead, the name would be kept.
Boaz 这个时候呢用我们今天的话可以说是名利情三丰收。
So we can say that Boaz gained a lot, the reputation, good reputation, benefits, and also love.
首先他获得了遵守律法的好名声。
So first he got a good reputation of complying with the law.
第二他虽然爱慕路德的孝道、勤劳、温顺的美德，却是表面上以那个利未拉特的婚姻的美意而抱得美人归。
The second, although he admired Ruth's filial, hardworking and gentle virtue, but he still obeyed the goodwill of Levirate marriage and got the reputation of keeping the family name of Elimelech.And then, actually, he still, married the beauty.
第三呢，他以实际行动满足了拿俄米的期望，更加成就了路德心中那个“你的神就是我的神，你的国就是我的国”那种成为以色列民属神的子民其一的心中的期盼。
So third, Boaz took actions.And satisfy Naomi's expectations and also answered Ruth's request. You know, she wants to marry him. And also because Ruth wants to follow Israelite Lord and wants to become the covenant people of Israel.
他在十一、十二节，民众和长老祝福路德，像建立以色列家的拉杰利亚二人一样，这是什么意思
？So the elders and all the people there say they are witnesses today. So may the Lord help the woman to build the house of Israelite, just like Rachel and Leah did.
拉杰和利亚和他们的两个婢女为雅各生下了十二个儿子，成就了以色列的十二个支派。
So Rachel and Leah and their two servants, girls, gave birth to 12 sons for Jacob. And that 12 sons and then became the 12 tribes of Israel.
这样的祝福有多高的荣耀呢？这意思就是说，路德，你要成为将来成为那个以色列之母的这样一个荣耀的身份。
So the blessing is so rich and status is so high because they think that Ruth will also enjoy the honor identity as a mother of Israel.
这就是路德顺服安坐等候的结果，这就是波阿斯遵守律法的传统，不越雷池半步，对爱情执着追求的结果。
So this is the result of Ruth be obedient and also waiting on God, and it's the result of Boaz.Following or complying with the law, he didn't dare to deviate but also the result of seeking for love with persistence.
那对于拿俄米来讲呢，得着更大的恩惠就在于第十二节经文最后那一句说，伯利恒的民众给他祝福那句话怎么讲的？说，像他玛从犹大所生法勒斯。这句话什么意思
？So to Naomi, the best or the greatest grace was in verse 12. So all the people or elders blessed Ruth, hope that she would be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
所以要想清楚地了解拿俄米得到多么大的恩惠，且听下次分解。
So if you want to know more about what grace that Naomi received, please come next time to the sermon.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们接下来用一段时间还有一个美好的见证，三位妈妈要接受洗礼。
So next,
下面我们就要举行一个洗礼仪式。
Next, we'll have a beautiful testimony. We'll have a baptism service for three mothers.
首先，请大家翻开红色诗歌本512页。
So please open your red hymn book 10 to 515.
让我们一起来，我确知主已复活这首诗歌开始我们今天的施洗礼。我却知道主耶稣已复活，被钉受死，他断开死枷锁，沉痛灰心，因花欢庆凯歌，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。第二节，蒙受施浸，我进入他的慈，从生向他复活生命赏赐，连于基督与他至全同志，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。第三节，荣耀的父使圣子得生命，主教圣灵教会充满大能，我靠三一上帝因信得生，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。第四节，主心身体借血肉尽显明，是新创造不断增进长成，万有更新宇宙充满重生， 哈利路亚，哈利路亚。请我们再翻开到519。
Turn to 519.
我们用起应的方式一起来读这一段。
So let's read these scriptures.
它是来自两段经文，马太福音和罗马书。
Matthew and Romans.
我来带领，先读中文，然后 Alice 带领起应的方式读英文。
So read Chinese first.
耶稣对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
好 congregation， 岂不知我们这受敬归于基督耶稣的人是受敬于他的使命，所以我们借着敬礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。好 English. Jesus said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore,Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may lead a new life if we have been united with him in his resurrection.
好，下面我们就来重温我们的信仰告白。
Let's review our confession of faith.
三位妈妈，也是主内三位亲爱的姐妹们，我们来一起来重温我们的信仰告白。你相信上帝是创造宇宙万物、赐人生命的主吗？德伦，帮忙推一下。你相信耶稣是上帝的独生子，降生成为肉身？他的一生完美无罪，却替罪人死在十字架上，三天后复活，将来必定再来审判每一个人吗？你承认自己在上帝面前是罪人，需要悔改，依靠耶稣的救恩与神和好吗？你愿意脱离魔鬼的罪恶，接受上帝所赐的新生，受洗归入耶稣基督吗？你愿意从今以后让圣灵在你里面帮助你跟随基督活出上帝的信心吗？
愿意。
你愿意与基督徒同心敬拜神、学道、助人信主、彼此相爱、一生荣耀上帝吗？好，我们一起来做下面的祷告。来，全能的天父，谢谢你，我承认我是个罪人，我信靠主耶稣为我做的救主，请你做我一生的主，求你赦免我的罪，赐圣灵教导我，让我顺服真理，学习基督的样式，赐我信心，一生爱你，永远荣耀你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。名字，好，可以，可以。 第一位接受洗礼的是董清明妈妈。
So the first mother or sister is Miss 董清明。
董清明姐妹，你已经接受主耶稣成为你的救主，是吗？
是。
现在在众人的面前，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，为你施洗，使你归在主的名下。阿门。
阿门。
程英文妈妈，程英文姐妹，你接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主是吗？那现在就在众人的见证下面，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，为你施洗，使你成为主耶稣基督的儿女，我们成为一家人。阿门。
阿门。
留下来。孟信氏妈妈，我们听到信氏这个字，可能这个时间应该是盼了很久了。你已经接受主耶稣基督做你生命的救主是吗？
是的。
那就在众人面前，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，为你施洗，使你归在神的名下。从今之后，我们在主里成为一家人了。阿门。
阿门。
再多一点。好，下面我们再用一首诗歌来庆贺。
We sing another hymn.
快乐日。
Happy day.
来，快乐日。快乐日，耶稣救我，使我欢乐。赎宝血洗我罪恶，生命活水解我干渴。快乐日，快乐日，耶稣救我，使我欢乐。快乐日，最后一句。快乐日，快乐日，耶稣救我，使我欢乐。愿神赐福。
May God bless you。
那现在就请长老给他们颁发证书，并赠送礼物。
The baptism certificate and gift to the sisters。
高兴。
I'm so happy.
哇，看见没有？愿神赐福他们，坚固他们的信心，
May God bless you and strengthen your faith.
使他们今天成为一个生命中新的一天，也成为那美好的见证。
It's a new day for you and a good testimony.
好，我邀请大家一起起立，我们来用神的话语接受赐福。
So please stand up, we'll receive God's blessing.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱和圣灵的感动与交通与你们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。Amen。
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.